Welcome to Jets 360 2-Minute Drill, the storylines of the week. I'm Olivia Landis, joined by Eric Allen. First and foremost, the emergence of the tight end position. Austin Seferian-Jenkins, we're finally getting to see him implemented into that West Coast offense. He's had quite the season so far.
He's only played 4 games. He's already had 23 receptions. That is a career high. Guy transformed himself in the offseason. He's found balance in his life. We saw him drop weight, have an impressive training camp, and he's flourished here early with all his reps. I think the sky's the limit for Austin Seferian-Jenkins. And speaking of balance, he's giving the Jets more offensive balance. The next step I think you might see from him is some plays down the field.
Another big storyline of this week is the secondary is really stepping up. We saw it in Buster Skrine last week with his huge game against the Patriots.
Yeah, you mentioned Buster Skrine. I thought that was one of his finest performances as a New York Jet. He had 2 takeaways, but also 3 PDs. Morris Claiborne has provided stability on the outside. We talk frequently about the rookie safeties, how well they played. When you think of this secondary, the Jets are ranked top 10 in terms of opponent passer rating, completion percentage, and yards per attempt. And this week, the play against the Dolphins offense that has struggled with Jay Cutler trying to find his groove with Jarvis Landry and company.
And maybe the biggest storyline of the week, looking ahead to Miami, the inside linebackers have quite the challenge ahead of them.
Yeah, but the Jets did a great job against Jay Ajayi in the first meeting back in week 3. 11 carries, 16 yards. I thought DeMario Davis was excellent in that first meeting. And Darren Lee continues to flash for this team. He's coming off perhaps his best performance of the year against the New England Patriots. He led the team in tackles, so he's coming into his own. The Jets will have to shut down the run this week and put the ball into Cutler's hands.
Well, there you have it, your 3 storylines of the week to get you ready as the New York Jets look to sweep the Dolphins as they head to Miami this week. From Florham Park, I'm Olivia Landis. He's Eric Allen.